Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
The new evil empire in MLB wins again. The Dodgers take down the Brewers 3-1. The Dodgers up 3-0, and they could advance to the World Series with one more win. Just underway, Mariners leading the Blue Jays 1-0, bottom of the second. Mariners lead that series 2-1. Toronto got right back in the series with a big 13-4 victory last night in Seattle. And Thursday night football tonight, Steelers-Bengals from Cincinnati. And the Steelers lead at 10-0 early in quarter number two. Aaron Rodgers, there was some rumors that he might join the Vikings in the offseason. 101 yards and a touchdown in the game today. The Steelers 4-1. And we'll keep an eye on that. Halloween is 2 weeks from tomorrow. And I wanted to bring this up because I think things have changed a lot. Neighborhood I grew up in, all the kids would trick-or-treat, and everybody handed out candy. Every house in the neighborhood had the lights on, and they'd hand out candy. Now, that goes back a long time. We're talking the 70s when I was trick-or-treating. And I know things have changed a lot. And in some neighborhoods, folks are concerned about safety, or they go to other events, maybe at church or some sort of other community center, and there isn't as much trick-or-treating. Now, there is still some in the neighborhood I live in, but it's not like it used to be. Not as many kids. But what I'm amazed by is how many of my neighbors, now some may be out of town, I guess, or away, but how many people shut off all the lights and hunker down and close all the blinds and don't want anybody to come around. We still like to buy candy and hand out candy at our house. And I wanted to throw that out to folks with Halloween 2 weeks away. A, are you going to hand out candy, or are you going to pretend you're not home? I want to know that first and foremost. And then if you are handing out candy, what are you going to do? Because for a number of years, I wanted to be really generous, and I bought the packs of big bars like at Costco or Sam's, and I know they have them at like Target or Walmart and other retailers, and you can hand out the real deal big bars. But a year ago, I changed the strategy and went back to the old fun size. Now, I kind of think of things in terms of what I liked when I was a kid, and that was, I think, really the Snickers, the Milky Way, and the Three Musketeers were the biggies. Now, there was still M&M's back in the day and Kit Kat. I think Twix came later. I guess I don't remember Twix. But I generally like name brand candy, fun size, and my youngest daughter, who still lives at home, she was kind of in charge of picking out and getting us stocked up on candy. So we're good to go. We don't have to worry about any shortages, etc. We bought the candy early. We have it in a container for safekeeping. And we're ready to go in a couple of weeks. So we still believe in have the lights on, make it festive, and welcome whatever kids come to the door. So I did want to throw that out for you on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. A, will you welcome trick-or-treaters, or do you pretend you're not home? And then if you are going to do trick-or-treater stuff, what are you going to hand out? My daughter got some other stuff that I guess the kids like. I think they're called Nerds. I tried them once. I hate them. But we still have some Snickers and Twix and that sort of stuff. Kit Kats, I think, are in the mix as well. All good. And what's great about it, I can grab a couple out of the container. And then the leftovers, my wife will bring some to work, and then I'll bring some to my full-time job as well. But I did want to throw that out there. 651-461-9226. Are you welcoming trick-or-treaters, or are you going to hide in the basement and draw the blinds and turn out all the lights? We do have neighbors, a couple in the neighborhood, that really get into it. I mean, they put up the lights, and they do stuff in the yard, and they have all sorts of decorations. They are really into it. I guess I don't go that far. I will let it be known that the lights are on, and if you stop, you'll get a treat. And it's always good to see the neighborhood kids. And I've always enjoyed that. Jonathan, I don't know about you. Growing up, did you go out trick-or-treating? I know my brother and I and my buddies in the neighborhood, I mean, we would go on a long run. I mean, we'd go out and really try to load up.
I did when I was really young. I think by the time I was maybe 9, 10, 8, 9, 10, I wasn't doing that really anymore. But I can't remember if we ever did it in our neighborhood. I know there were a couple of neighborhoods where, and you got to remember, my parents put me through private school. So we were a middle class family, but we knew some people that lived in the good neighborhoods. You go to the good neighborhoods with the old houses and you know,
the big money.
The old money. You go to those
places.
The
old big money.
Yes. And you go to those places and you load up, you stock up. But I didn't do a ton of it when I was a kid. But
yeah, I would say by middle school we were kind of done. You know, elementary school for sure. I would say by, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th grade for sure we were done. And I don't really, you know, get mad because older kids will come around every now and then. You'll see even some high school age kids come around and trick or treat. I'm fine with that. You know, it's not what I did, but I'm going to be friendly and hey, have fun tonight. And here's some candy and have a good time. I always get a kick out of it. And I'm glad that folks still do it. Now, I understand that some parents are concerned. But, you know, back in the day, and once again, prime trick-or-treating for me would have been, you know, early to mid-70s. So that's a way back machine. And we got to a certain age. Mom and Dad were like, have fun. Here's when you need to be home. I think things have changed a little bit. Now, when my daughters would trick-or-treat in the neighborhood, I would go with, and I would hang out and kind of supervise the proceeding. But I kept my distance, and would let them have fun and go around with their friends. But another dad and I would kind of be chaperones, if you will, on the trick-or-treating experience. So, once again, if you're willing to share, I'd love to hear about it. Are you going to hand out candy, or are you going to shut off all the lights and pretend you're not home? 651-461-9226. And then, if you are going to hand out candy, how do you see it? The one thing I did hate is the people that would hand out candy would give you, like, the crummy candy. Like the wax paper wrap taffy and the hard candy and stuff like that. It's like, come on, name brand chocolate. You know, the Milky Way, the Three Musketeers, the Snickers. That's what we're looking for here. So if you've got a thought, love to share it. Halloween just 2 weeks away. And I know a decent-sized sack of the fun-sized bars, not cheap anymore, but stocked up and ready to go. Even put out some lights every year for Halloween. Not an obscene amount, but enough to make it welcoming for the kids. So hopefully the weather will cooperate. And it won't be too cold. I do remember one year for my youngest daughter and her friend. It was particularly cold that year. Probably low to mid-30s, and it was windy. So the wind chill had to be in the teens. But it was Halloween, and they wanted to go out. So what I did is I had an old garden tractor. And I set up an enclosure in a trailer, you know, kind of one of those yard and garden trailers, an enclosure, and we decorated it, and I drove, and they would get in there out of the wind, and then I would drive them around the neighborhood, and they were pretty young, and then they'd climb out of the trailer and trick or treat, and then jump back at least out of the wind in this covered trailer. And that was a pretty good memory. It was cold, and I was bundled up. I had snow pants on and a hat and a scarf. It was a really, really cold Halloween, but certainly good memories. Quick break. We'll come back, and if you want to share. By the way, 651-461-9226, that is good for a call or a text. From our text line, we always hand out candy. I miss the kids who grew up in the neighborhood who are now parents themselves. As long as the kids make the effort to dress up, age is not an issue for me. And that is a great point. But I will say, if the teenagers show up at the door and they didn't make too much of an effort, I'm still giving them candy. And, hey, have a great night. And be kind. But yeah, I think it's always cool when the kids make an effort to dress up and put on a costume. 651-461-9226. Quick break. We'll come back on the Link Show a little bit later on in the hour. Reed Spencer from NASCAR Wire Service will join us. We'll get an update on what's going on NASCAR. Fun weekend this weekend. The playoffs are on and things are winding down. The playoffs, we're getting ever closer. In early November, they'll have their championship race down in Phoenix. Avondale, Arizona, to be exact. But they're at Talladega this weekend. It is quite a show. The playoff race at Talladega, and we'll get an update from Reed here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Henry has the night off. Steve Thompson sitting in. Matthew Collar in on Friday night here on the program. Deep dive on the Vikings. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider fame. Vikes-Eagles coming up Sunday noon. Looks like Carson Wentz will start. J.J. McCarthy limited in practice. Max Brosmer, QB2, going into the game this weekend as the Vikes come out of the bye week. By the way, quick scoreboard update on the NFL. Steelers lead the Bengals now 10-7 in Cincinnati. Late second quarter there, the Thursday night football game. Dodgers beat the Brewers the final 3-1, Dodgers up 3-0, and that NLCS, the ALCS game for tonight. Blue Jays lead the Mariners 2-1. Mariners won the first two games. They're up 2-1 in that series. Back to Halloween. Do you hand out candy on Halloween, or do you pretend you're not home and hide inside? And if you do, what are you going to hand out on Halloween? Let's go to Colette in Dayton. Colette, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yes, hi. We definitely hand out candy. Well, not candy. I love Halloween. I love it when the kids come. Yeah. We offer, like, I don't know what they are, 6 or 8 ounce cans of, like, Sprite and Pepsi and Coke.
Oh, the little mini cans. I bet the kids get a kick out of that.
Well, maybe. And also, we have a lot of little bitty kids in the neighborhood, so we started with apple juice, like 6 or 8 ounce bottles. And last year, everybody wanted the apple juice, even the bigger kids, like teenagers, they wanted the apple juice.
Oh, wow. So they're moving away from the soda.
Yes, I was amazed. So, yeah.
I remember when we moved from St. Paul out to Champlin when I was a kid, and we trick-or-treated in the neighborhood. And one of the neighbors down the street was a bar owner and was doing pretty well. and had a pretty nice house, and business was good. And that was the first time as a kid I remember someone in the neighborhood giving out the big bars, you know, like the real deal big bar.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if anybody remembers a candy bar called Marathon. It was like...
I do. Yep.
Yeah. It was caramel covered in chocolate, and it was kind of a long bar. If I remember, it was braided, if memory serves. And they were handing out those one year. I swear kids were coming from miles around. Lot of kids, not from the neighborhood, were showing up at their door. That was really a big deal. And then we went to the trend of giving away the big bars because you could get those packs at Costco or Sam's or Target or whatever. And then we got away from it and went back to the fun size. So we pretty much hand out the chocolate, the Snickers, yeah. The old standbys. But that's not a bad idea. Now, are you going to do apple juice again this year?
Already got it. Apple
stocked
juice
up.
And pop. I'm sure the apple juice will go first. So.
Yeah, now, I might stop. Do you have little cans of Diet Coke? If you do.
I think so. I've got both. I have every. I'm all good. I've got everything already.
Yeah. No, I really do. I get a kick out of it. And especially, you know, the younger kids. And like I say, I'm happy to see the older kids as well.
I do too.
Who am I to judge on how old is too old to trick or treat? But when the little kids, you know, that are maybe still in preschool or, you know, kindergarten, first, second grade, and they come and mom and dad are in tow and they're all dressed up, I get a kick out of that. I think
me
it's great.
Me too.
Do you have neighbors that pretend they're not at home and shut off all the lights?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't think so.
No,
don't do that.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
No.
And I do, but I don't know how to bring it up. You know, it's not real neighborly to, you know, go over and say, "What's wrong with you? Why aren't you handing out candy? This is a fun night, you know, get in the spirit." I don't know
how
you bring that up.
Well, you don't, but
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Colette, and happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Colette there from Dayton here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I think it is a fun time, and you got to wonder, and I know things change over the years. Lived in this neighborhood for a long time now. And the kids grow up and they go to college or trade school and get a job. They move away and they don't come back. But it's always nice when new families move in and the kids are around and available to trick or treat. 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I know when we got older and kind of left the immediate neighborhood, and we had a fairly big neighborhood, and you could hit a lot of houses. But my brother and I and a couple of friends decided to go even further and hit other neighborhoods. And then I think we kind of had the realization when we had like 3/4 of a pillowcase filled with candy that maybe it was time to hang them up. That it was time to not trick-or-treat anymore. That it had gone from fun to sport and a competition and was starting to get out of hand. And then it kind of aged out. It is 8:28. We're going to break. We'll have an update on the weather. It looks like a pretty good weekend coming up weather-wise. Sunny anyway. And then Reed Spencer will join us from NASCAR Wire Service. The fall race at Talladega. Huge playoff implications in one of the wildest shows of the year in motorsports. We'll get an update from Reed Spencer here in a moment on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
It is the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry tonight. Jonathan Lowe is sitting in for Chris Tubbs. Friendly reminder, Matthew Collar in for Henry tomorrow night. Deep dive on the Vikings. Matthew of Purple Insider fame. Who the starting quarterback will be, I'm guessing Carson Wentz. Once again, J.J. McCarthy still ailing from that high ankle sprain. And the Vikes and the Eagles slight favorites going into that game. Once again, Minnesota and Philly, Sunday high noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. College football tomorrow night. The Minnesota Golden Gophers host the Nebraska Cornhuskers. That game at 7 o'clock on Fox. Speaking of football, Thursday night football, Bengals have grabbed a 14-10 lead over the Steelers. Steelers are up 10-0 early in quarter number two. Bengals put another touchdown on the board. Cincinnati leading at home 14-10. And a quick update on Major League Baseball. Dodgers beat the Brewers again 3-1, this time at Chavez Ravine. LA up 3-0. And the American League Championship Series Game 4. Blue Jays lead the Mariners 3-1, bottom of the third in Seattle. Seattle won the first two in Toronto. Blue Jays came back, won 13-4 last night. So Toronto trying to, well, they're right back in the series, especially if they win tonight. Big weekend NASCAR. They'll be at Talladega this weekend as they start to get ready for the championship race in early November in Phoenix. And joining us to talk all things NASCAR is Reed Spencer from NASCAR Wire Service. Reed, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Absolutely, Steve. Same to you.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin going into this race at Talladega, he's comfortable. He could ride around in the back all day, stay out of the big one. He is safely in the Championship Four at Phoenix coming up in early November. Denny Hamlin, no worries.
That's absolutely right. I mean, Denny won the race that he needed to win, and we just got back from Las Vegas, as a matter of fact, on Tuesday, and watched Denny pull it out in a pretty amazing run for him, passing Kyle Larson on the outside in the closing laps and then pulling away to win. So Denny is secure going to Talladega, and all seven other drivers in the round of eight are sweating bullets.
Yeah, and, you know, I suppose for Denny, you can kind of go out there, and it really doesn't matter what you do, because Talladega is such a wild card. You have absolutely no idea how this thing's going to play out and what the standings are going to look like for those other seven drivers that desperately want to get to Phoenix. You know, that's the strategy thing. Do you try to run up front? What do you do?
Well, I tell you what, if you're one of the two Team Penske drivers, either Joey Logano or Ryan Blaney, you try to run up front, because those guys are in a position after the Las Vegas race where they really need to win one of the next two races, I think, in order to advance to the championship four at Phoenix. And so, consequently, I think they will try to run up front. Joey is exceptional at running up front, controlling the field, blocking both lanes. And Blaney has a history of success at Talladega as well. So I think those guys will try to run up front. The guys that are in a more comfortable points position, like Kyle Larson, he has a lot more options in terms of strategy, can lay back, is probably going to get to the championship four on points anyway. And so I don't think he needs to take huge risks. But like I say, the Team Penske drivers need to do that because they need to qualify for the championship four for the last time that they're going to race at Phoenix for a while, because that's one of their best tracks.
Yeah, and after that, you go to the short track at Martinsville, and another certainly challenging race, and then the championship four will be decided, and they go out to Phoenix for that championship race in November. But what we do know about Talladega, they're running very close together at very high speeds, and anybody bobbles and you get the big one. And the one thing we do know is there's going to be a lot of busted up cars at the end of this.
That's absolutely right. I mean, typically, from what we've seen in recent years, roughly half the field will suffer some sort of significant damage, and other cars will suffer minor damage. But I mean, we've seen half the field get taken out in one major wreck at Talladega, known as the big one in common NASCAR parlance. But yes, it's totally unpredictable, because any bobble, any mistake when you're running side by side at 200 miles an hour, which they're running, you know, on the straightaway and through the tri-oval, I mean, that can trigger a chain reaction, which can wipe out 10, 12, 15 cars.
Yeah, and the good news weather-wise, there could be some rain in the morning, but things look to improve by showtime in the early afternoon at Talladega. And this is one of those, for NASCAR fans, is really got to be on that bucket list. If you've never seen a race there, It is a scene. It is something to take in. It's a super speedway, like getting down to Daytona, home of the Daytona 500, and getting down to Talladega. I'd love to take it in at some point.
And it's not just seeing it. I mean, when you're sitting there in the grandstands and you see 40 cars rumbling past you at the speeds that they're running, yeah, not only do you see it, but you feel it down to your bones. I mean, it is a rush, and, you know, it is one of the ones where, if you've never been to a NASCAR race, put it near the top of the list or at the top of the list, because it's definitely one to see and one to behold.
You know, Reed, I don't know if I've ever asked you about this. How do they feel, how do the drivers, or for that matter, the car owners, feel about going to these, knowing that, you know, there's certainly skill to be able to drive that way in that pack racing, but there's also a lot of luck involved. And for the team owners, as we mentioned, a lot of beat up cars, a lot of torn up cars at the end of it. How do the drivers and team owners look at this race?
Well, most of them are resigned to the fact that they have to race that way. Now it's six times a year now that Atlanta also uses the Super Speedway package after the repave and reconfiguration there. So you've got two races at Daytona, two races at Atlanta, and two races at Talladega, which use the Super Speedway package. Some drivers absolutely dread racing there at Talladega. Other drivers love it. And it typically it's the ones who love it who do well, which it is not a surprise. So guys like Joey Logano, guys like Ryan Blaney, William Byron, like racing there, have a knack for staying up front, typically for staying out of trouble, although no one is immune to the big wrecks. But you typically, though, see the same guys up front pretty much every week that you go to Talladega. So, I expect Blaney and I expect Logano both to try very hard to save their seasons with a win there.
All right, so Denny Hamlin safely through. They'll be at Talladega and back on NBC for the remaining three.
Yes, that's after after being on USA Network for all of the NBC portion of the schedule, with the exception of the cutoff race at Daytona. It's going to be great to be back on network, because network will give the sport tremendously more exposure. And the fact that it's Talladega, you're going to have a lot of eyeballs on the race. So I'm really happy that it's back on the big one.
Yeah, and even a challenge going up against NFL football. I think all the sports know that, but I think the show at Talladega will certainly hold its own. Reed, I wanted to talk a little bit about the playoff format, and there has been talk that there could be changes going forward. There's some talk that going back to the old season point system, we'll crown a champion at the end of the year, points accumulated in all the races. What are you hearing? What could the season look like next year? Will there be a playoff? Will it be a similar format? Will there be changes?
There will definitely be changes. The fact that we will no longer have a playoff, which is reset the points, one race, four drivers, and whoever finishes the highest wins the championship. That's going to be out the window. We've been hearing a lot of different things about possibilities. There is some sentiment for going back to a full 36 race season. Whoever scores the most points wins. How those points accumulated remains to be seen, but because I don't think we're going to go back to the old Bob Latford scoring system. I don't think that's a possibility. But you also hear that we may go to a situation where the last four races of the season determine the champion, in that. We'll have X number of drivers competing over those four races, and the one who scores the most points in those four wins the championship. I've also heard, and this is one that I think is maybe a front runner right now, and that is to have a three-race elimination, another three-race elimination, and then a four-race playoff for the final. I think there's a lot of sentiment for that. I think that a lot of people, including me, would favor that, because I think if you go back to the 36 race format, or if you only have a four race playoff, you lose a lot of the drama that we've had so far during the playoffs in the cutoff races where guys are eliminated. There've been some extremely close ones, like the Ross Chastain, Joey Logano battle for the last playoff spot in round of eight at the Charlotte Roval. That was extremely exciting. It was decided really by one point until Ross Chastain made a desperate move in the final corner and took out Denny in the process. But, I think you would lose a lot of the drama that you've got with the elimination if we simply went to either a 36 or a 32 race regular season. I would prefer to see us go to something like 3, 3, and 4. And with the four race aggregate being what decides the championship.
Yeah, and Reed, what about in all those races all year where you have first stage, second stage, third stage, and you have points handed out, and it seems as though it's worked well because it creates some in-race drama at the end of each stage because there are points on the line there.
And that's absolutely true, and that also places a premium on qualifying because if you don't qualify decently, then your chance of accumulating points in stage one are pretty slim. Unless you have a really fast car. So, I would say, you know, although I'm not sure that we're going to keep the same playoff points being awarded for those stages, I think having the 10, 9, 8, 7, you know, top 10 scoring points in the stage is definitely beneficial, and it gives them something to race for. What it does, on the other hand, is that it gives the Chiefs real edge on, you know, when the caution's coming because they know it's the end of the stage and helps them dictate strategy that way. Whereas, you know, before the stage system came into being, you never knew where the cautions were going to fall.
Yeah, and do you think that's going to stay put? Do you think that's popular enough among the sport itself, the teams, the drivers, where the stages will stay?
I think we'll still have stages.
Okay.
I'm not sure that the winner will get a playoff point because one of the things that's under discussion is really the whole scoring system right now. So I think that we may just go back to a system where we award championship points throughout the season and don't have to worry about accumulating playoff points, because that's one of the things that's been a bit confusing to fans as to whether he's accumulating driver championship points, playoff points, and how to keep track and keep each of those separate.
Yeah, and then Reed, finally on the business side of it, the teams and the sport itself need to get together at some point. This will be a big off season after the championship is awarded in Phoenix. There's certainly work to be done and potentially legal proceedings.
Well, that's true, and there is a trial scheduled for December 1st, and
right. That
is 23X iRacing and Front Row Motorsports suing NASCAR on the basis of antitrust. We all hope that will simply be resolved before then. They have a settlement conference dictated by the judge coming up later this month, and I think that, you know, hopefully both sides can get together and work something out to where they don't go to a trial that is negative for everybody involved. As the judge has said, there's not going to be a winner in this trial. So you guys get together and you try to settle it. And I'm hoping that that cooler heads prevail.
Yeah, and that is certainly something fans should watch, because there's a definite impact on the sports there. So hopefully they are able to sit down and work out some sort of compromise. Hey, Reed, always good to visit with you. Enjoy your time at Talladega. And once again, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Looks like if rain comes, it'll be in the morning, and they'll be able to get the track dry and get their show in on Sunday.
Yeah, let's hope so. We really need that one to need that one to come off when it's planned.
Yeah, for sure. And like I say, I checked the weather down there, and get a little rain in the morning, that's fine, and then it looks like things will dry out and they'll be able to get it in, and then on to Martinsville the following week, and then on to Phoenix for the championship. Denny Hamlin is already there. Reed, have a good evening.
You too, Steve. Enjoyed it.
There he is, Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service, joining us. 10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. We'll come back and big weekend in college hockey in Grand Forks. We'll talk about that in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. There it is. Ace Frehley of Kiss fame passed away. You've heard it during the news. Adam Carter is sitting in on Drive Time today. Talked about Ace. Huge band back in the day. Gene Simmons, Ace Frehley and company, and Kiss, and Ace passed away. And Kiss is going to be honored at the Kennedy Center coming up. By the way, huge weekend in college hockey. And for those who missed the old WCHA, this is your weekend. Minnesota at North Dakota in Grand Forks, Friday and Saturday. Friday night, 7 o'clock. And they'll be at the Ralph again on Saturday at 6. So there you go, WCHA men's hockey fans. They are back this weekend, Minnesota and North Dakota. Has some great memories. My mom and dad had season tickets at Mariucci Arena way back in the day. And it was so fun to go to the big rivalry series like Minnesota-North Dakota at Mariucci back in the day. The building was just rocking. Just really good stuff. But those days are gone. But this weekend, Minnesota, North Dakota in Grand Forks, Gophers and the Fighting Hawks. Big thanks, Jonathan Lowe. Big thanks to you for tuning in. Matthew Collar in for Henry tomorrow night here on The Lake Show.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.